Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We learned this morning that many Mix listeners have had wild animals in their house.
Yeah, pets are cute. These, not so much.
Not at all. And your kids are obsessed with the weirdest of things.
They're so cute and obsessed.
And obsessed at the same time. But pass the vacuum. That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Sydney Sweeney. She was a star on Euphoria, and now she's the star of Anything But You with Glenn Powell, who she is not having an affair with. She's been very clear to say that to anyone that will listen. And she recently, in an interview, revealed that she has never once had coffee. No, there's none. None. No. Not for Sydney Sweeney. She says no to bean water.
Okay. Bean water is a funny word.
Isn't that kind of fun? But it does get us wondering, what things have you never tried? Text them to us at 312-233-1019. Right off the top, 312, never had weed. Okay. 331, similarly, never had a Big Mac. One comes after the other.
Well, that's true.
Both addicting.
708, never had chicken and waffles, which, by the way, is a great Ludacris album, but also a delicious dish.
I don't know if I've had them together separately.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had chicken. I've had waffles.
Every time I see chicken and waffles on a menu, I want it. And then I think, like, isn't that like 5,000 calories? I probably shouldn't eat that.
The answer is yes.
Yeah. And then I just get a skillet with a side of pancakes and I have 9,000 calories. Like,
exactly.
Oh, well. But it's different. 630, I've never tried sea urchin. Yeah, me neither. Is that a thing people try often? I don't know.
I don't know.
847, cigarettes. 219, yeah. Nutella. 630, never had bacon.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a lot. And then similarly, 630, I never had spam.
Yeah, I've never had spam.
Let's see. 708, I've never had coffee. No, thank you. 847, never had a Bloody Mary.
Okay.
219, never had Yo Mama. Hey.
That's different than most mornings when they say they've had Yo Mama.
My mama. Right, exactly, yeah.
That's pretty much. Yeah, that's actually, that's your problem, dude.
Oh, God.
Never had chicken wings.
Really?
Yeah, 708, never had lobster.
Okay.
330, I've never had a Dairy Queen Blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
We just revealed their summer lineup. You might want to pop over there and try one. And 847 texted, I have never ever seen Jurassic Park.
Oh.
Samesies.
Really?
You've never seen Jurassic Park?
Mm-mm.
Any of them?
Mm-mm.
Really?
I don't know anything about it.
So you took the time last night to watch Poor Things.
Yeah.
But you haven't watched any of the Jurassic Parks?
No.
Wow. You should watch them. They're great.
I saw Land Before Time.
Yeah, dinosaur you should see related. Jurassic Park. Yeah. You should watch Jurassic Park. The first Jurassic Park is sincerely
really
an amazing
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then progressively after that, Jurassic Park 2 and then Jurassic Park 3, so-so. But then when they came back with Chris Pratt, the first one was very good again. And then the same thing kind of happened. But, you know, they're out there.
How many have there been?
I believe all in six.
Yeah, because I can't remember which ones after the first one
right.
I saw. But I know I saw at least another one or two, but they're
right.
all running together now.
There's one, I think in Jurassic Park 2, that's when the dinosaur ends up running around San Diego.
Oh, I might have missed that one.
Sorry, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
And then in Jurassic Park 3, I think that's the one with Vince Vaughn and William H. Macy, and it's a very similar to one where they end up on an island.
Okay.
Aww.
But the thing about one that's so wonderful is that it's the first thing, like, you're not ready to expect what's coming. You don't know that there's going to be. And then when you, I remember at the time, it's like 1993. So to see a dinosaur walking at Sam Neill, you're like, how did they do this? Oh, my
right,
God.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like Spielberg at the height of his powers.
I feel like that was the first time I heard of a velociraptor, too.
Right.
I thought I had known dinosaurs prior to that. I'm like, oh, is that a real one, a velociraptor? And now raptors are famous.
Yeah, they put them on the map, man.
Yeah, they did.
Man. This is the Morning Mix. And finally, I've never had wine, whiskey, vodka, or any alcohol at all.
Okay.
I've never done yoga. I've never done a line of drugs. Good. 815. Thank you for that, 815. It literally says, I've never done lines of drugs.
Okay.
So specific.
Yeah, you are very specific.
Watch out. Somebody's adding, I've not seen Jurassic Park nor Star Wars to the list.
Yeah.
And also on here, I've never texted you guys anything but Nickelback references. And I checked the history. They're 100% correct. Every single text that they have ever sent us relates to Nickelback, dating back to the beginning of the Morning Mix.
Wow.
Years ago. Like, literally, they're all Nickelback references or just the word Nickelback, photos of Chad Kroeger. August 15th, 6:17 a.m., photo of Chad Kroeger. Okay. September 21st, Nickelback. What?
Yeah.
Were we talking about Nickelback?
No, it's just anytime we do a 610 text, this 773 will do anything possible to relate it back to Nickelback.
Love yes. It.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
NBA champ Matt Barnes was moving and found a possum in his house. Oh, whoa, whoa! He ran and grabbed a pitching wedge with the intent to, quote, put a pitching wedge up his ass.
Oh, my.
Luckily, he didn't have to do that. He chased it around the house and it found its way out. But finding animals in your house can be terrifying. Good morning, Molly. How are you today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
We're doing really well. This sounds terrifying. These things are quick. They're darting around your house. What got into your house, Molly?
I was at home sick from work, and I heard a ceiling tile fall out from my ceiling, obviously. And I didn't see it right away, but my dog kept running up and down the stairs. And I finally went upstairs, and there was a giant squirrel in my guest room.
Ew!
Wreaking havoc on the room, trying to figure out a way to get out. But he got in the radiator, and it was a nightmare.
Oh, my goodness. So were you able to shut the door and keep it in that room?
I did, and I called animal control, and they did not believe that I had a live squirrel in my house. They thought I was just making it up, and they didn't come for 4 hours.
What? Oh, my wow. God.
Yeah, guys, I'm calling you. This is fun for me. I'm doing this for fun. I have a squirrel, ma'am. Yeah. What?
Can you put the squirrel on the phone, ma'am?
Yeah,
otherwise,
we don't
like these prank calls.
But Daddy, I want a squirrel.
Yeah, it was not fun.
That's bizarre.
So then somebody goes in there, and they catch the squirrel and get it out of your house?
No. You know what they did? They opened the window and let him jump out.
Yeah, well, that's nice, I guess.
They could have told you that 4 hours ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, exactly. That's what I was hoping he would do. But
get in there and open the window. Get in there.
Yeah.
Go to hell.
Squirrels are chaotic.
Right. Nuts. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hi, Joanna. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Joanna, what'd you find in your Christmas tree?
An owl.
Who?
An owl.
Who?
An owl. Hoot, hoot. Yes, hoot.
Got it, an owl. Okay.
So there was an
owl. You found an owl. That's got to be good. Owls are big. Like, how big was your Christmas tree?
No, this was a little owl. It almost looked like it was a baby.
Might have been.
So what do you do when you find an owl in your Christmas tree?
Well, so we freaked out. My kids, I thought they were going to, like, jump out of their skin when they saw it. My daughter actually liked it because she's a huge Harry Potter fan. So
Oh, my gosh,
it's the owl from Harry Potter. And then my little guy, he was, like, running around the house screaming like a crazy person. My husband went ahead and grabbed our cat carrier, and he grabbed it and put it in the cat carrier, and we called, like, animal protection.
Oh, yeah.
And we took it to them.
Wow.
Okay.
Owl in the Christmas. That's got to be good luck or something, right?
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
That's why.
And it was a huge tree because we have like 12-foot ceilings, so it was like a 10-foot tree.
Wow.
That's how we missed it.
Yeah.
It was just living up there.
He's just sitting there going, this is my home. Yeah. I don't know what you guys are thinking.
Who?
Exactly.
Who'd they call?
Yeah. Who? The Ghostbusters? Joanna found an owl in the tree, which almost kind of sounds magical in a weird way because owls are so, right? You know?
Yeah, mystical, yeah. Kind of.
Hi, Sandy. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. We've had a squirrel in a tree. We've had an owl, or a squirrel in a bedroom, owl in a tree. What'd you find in your house?
A bat.
A bat. Basically, like a naked squirrel with wings.
Oh, that's terrifying. Yeah.
How did the bat get in your house?
Okay, so I had a greyhound at the time, and I would get up in the morning to work out. So it was dark out, and I would let her out. And it was like 4 a.m., and I did my workout, didn't see it fly in. Went to work that day. My dog's in the house all day. Came home, go in my bedroom, and I have Venetian blinds, you know, vertical, horizontal blinds.
Class,
you know,
yes. One.
And there's the bat hanging upside down on the blinds.
Wow.
I screamed. So then I call my Uncle Joe, because I'm like, Uncle Joe knows everything. So
that's
Uncle
what I always
Joe
say.
Comes over. Yes. So Uncle Joe comes over with a fishing net and like a helmet. And he captures the bat.
Wow.
No. So it's just, all right, it's all comical. And you got to understand this. This is the night, this when I got home from work and find it. It was my first date of my now husband. And I had to call and cancel and say, I have a bat in my house. So I'm sure he thought I was making it up.
Now, Sandy, we only have till 10 o'clock, so hang on. So the bat comes in the room. It's on the Venetian blinds. You call Uncle Joe first.
Yes.
First call is Uncle Joe. Second
Uncle
call
Joe.
Is to your boyfriend to say, Uncle Joe's coming over. You let a bat in the house?
Not even a boyfriend yet. Just a first
no,
date.
Just it was oh, her it was first date with her now, with her future husband that
well,
she
what
didn't
a fun
know.
Thing to talk about. Yeah. Now, did you guys do a Batman-themed wedding eventually?
You should have.
You should have.
Yeah. I should have. My husband is a big comic book fan.
See?
So
what a joker that guy.
Yes.
Okay, so Sandy finds a bat in the house.
Weird.
That's wild. Hi, Jessica. Good morning.
Hi.
Jessica,
and
Matt Barnes.
A possum in my house.
A possum in the house.
Okay.
Did it sound like this? Is that what it sounded like?
And I actually found it eating my cat food in my laundry room of my basement.
Well, at least it came in and knew where to go and what to eat, you know? So do you call somebody to come and get that possum, or did you just put a trail of the cat food up and out the door?
Unfortunately, it met its demise by my husband at the time.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, wow, how'd the cat feel? Not great, right?
The cat was fine. Okay.
Yeah. So he actually ate my food.
He hit the possum with the cat. That's what happened.
That's
bam!
Smart.
Yeah. You know, that's the way nature intended.
Cat's like, this mouse is way too big
right.
for me.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Hi, Ellen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ellen, I see a few words here. Now, these things are... You know, they've got hands, and they can be kind of cute. Like, in a lot of cartoons, they're cute. What'd you find in your house?
They're not cute when they go into your attic and have babies.
What?
What are they?
Raccoons.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So you have raccoon lovers up there, and they're just, you know, doing their thing, minding their own business, just, you know, getting after
having
it the way
babies.
Raccoons do. How long were they up there? Did you think that they found shelter in the attic to give birth? Was that the idea?
Well, we're assuming so. My family didn't believe me that I had heard noise in our attic, and that took a few weeks. And then when we called somebody, they came out, they had babies, and it cost us $5,000
wow.
to fix it all.
Wow. So you heard a little raccoon mattress squeaking, and then a few weeks later, babies.
Oh, yes, and they had to cut a hole in our kitchen ceiling to get them out, and we put the insulation in and sanitized.
Wow.
That's terrible.
That's crazy.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
Oh my God, he's so obsessed with me.
Yeah, like why though?
Why are you so obsessed with me? That's what vacuum cleaners are saying to 4-year-old Jacob Tosetti. Jacob turned 4 and had a vacuum-themed birthday party. They cut out instruction manuals and hung them all around the room. There were different vacuums there for the kids to see and play with. They had vacuum cookies and a vacuum-themed cake. The party absolutely sucked.
Yeah. Well, what's great about that age when you're younger is you don't care what other people think.
Not at all.
Like, you like what you like and you're obsessed.
And you don't know there's anything different.
Yeah.
4-year-old obsessed. When Whip was a little kid, he was obsessed with makes and models of just cars that would drive by.
Yeah. I wanted to know every one of them.
Right? Good morning, Julius. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Julius, was this you or one of your kids?
No, this is me. When I was 7 years old, I wanted to have bars of soap for my birthday. Different bars of soap. Now, this is going back 30-some years. So there was Lever 2000.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Irish Spring.
Zest.
Oh, Zest.
You know, all of them. And even some of my relatives found bars of soap, you know, laying in their cabinets from, you know, years and years ago that don't even exist no more. But I got bars and bars of soap.
You know, you're not fully clean, Julius, unless you're zestfully clean. That's
right.
My man, yeah.
So I even put them in a little box that said $100 fine for opening this box.
Okay.
Now, do you still have an interest in bars of soap now, or did that fade away?
No, I still wash, but I don't use bar soap. Obviously, more people this day and age use, what do you call it?
Like a gel.
I love it. Yeah, body wash.
Body wash. Yeah.
I like you.
Body wash, yeah.
I mean, I'm not obsessed with soap. I use it.
I wanted to throw in there, though. You know, when I was like 5, I wanted to go down every dead-end road. I had my mother drive me down every street or road that said dead-end. I wanted to see what was at the end of that road.
A lot of just dead-ends, huh?
I think you're my kind of guy.
Yeah, he does sound very...
I like that.
You guys might hang.
Yeah.
You guys could get together in the soap aisle and then, you know...
Interested in stuff that really shouldn't be interesting and yet is.
Right.
That's yeah. Nice.
Hi, Christine. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing really well. Your son has an obsession. What is it?
Yes. When he was like 2 to 4 years old, obsessed with suitcases.
Suitcases. Now, were you guys traveling a lot?
No, we lived out of state at the time. So our, you know, grandmas and grandpas would come and visit, but they'd have to hide their suitcases when they got there because he would just be obsessed with them. And then even if we went to like a store... We couldn't walk by the suitcase section. He wanted to play with all of them them around. Yeah,
and do you think he'll become a travel agent or something?
Who knows? Yeah. You know, he doesn't seem to have the obsession anymore. He's almost 10, but it was. And the other funny thing is, he said it hootcase.
Hootcase.
So he couldn't say suitcase. He said hootcase. I want a hootcase.
Let's get hootcase. To hootcase.
Hootcase.
Totally.
It's kind of cute. Maybe he'll start a whole line of suitcases one day called hootcases.
Let's keep follow up. We'll follow up on this.
Keep us in the loop in the next 15 to 20.
Yeah.
Hey, Carly. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing really well. Was this your obsession?
This was my obsession. When I was a kid, I was obsessed with gemstones, not just rocks. Gemstones.
So would you go, like, I know as a little kid we'd be in places like the Wisconsin Dells or something, and there'd be those random little shops in those tourist areas where they'd have like 1,000 gemstones. Would you just go in there and lose your mind?
So I'm from rural Kentucky. We really did not have that. But my friend just one day got in the mail like this little guide to gemstones, just from one of those like TV jewelry shopping channels.
Yeah.
And I was at my friend's house one day and she was like, I don't want this, so here you go. And I took that thing around everywhere with
me.
It was to the point where like anytime we had a geology lesson in my little fourth grade like science class, like my teachers would call on me because they knew I knew everything about gemstones.
And
to the point where when I grew up I thought I was going to be a gemologist. Not a geologist, a gemologist.
And what do you do now?
I'm in school to be an eye doctor now.
Oh, okay. Well, eyeballs, you know, I mean, it's close enough. They're the rocks of the face.
I can see that.
That's what people say now, isn't it? Nobody says that?
The rocks of the face.
The rocks of the face.
Yeah, you've heard that.
It's a thing. Yeah. So she's close. And finally, hi, Jen. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Jen, this is readily available. Yes. What were you obsessed with as a kid?
Me and my twin sister, we were obsessed with lint from the dryer.
Dryer lint.
Oh, that was the best.
We would keep it and put it in bags.
Oh.
And they have all different colors, and my parents would keep it for us after they did the laundry, and we had just a giant bag of dryer lint.
So okay. You would sort them by color, and then you collected them.
Yeah, we call them our fuzzies.
Your fuzzies.
Yeah, I want to retract. I never did that. I thought you meant it was just fun to take it
just
off
take it
of
off.
It.
Yeah, peel it.
I didn't know
like
we saved it in bags.
So, Jen, how long did you and your sister maintain your lint obsession?
Maybe about a year.
Okay.
How old again?
A year, maybe 3 or 4. We were really small.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on belly button lint?
Ew.
Okay, just checking.
Right.
Drop it.
Pure emotion, he's never fake.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure like stepping on a rake. He might even make your head shake. Here we go with Hot Take.
All right, tomorrow is opening day. And if you're approximately half of Chicagoland, you're scratching your head right now saying, no, excuse me, I thought opening day wasn't until Monday. Well, a couple things there. A, You're thinking of the Cubs and their home opener, which is Monday. Their actual opener is on the road and is also tomorrow in Texas. But B, and more important for the purposes of this editorial, is that tomorrow is the opener for the White Sox, and that is at home right here in beautiful Chicago. First pitch at 3:10 at Guaranteed Rate Field. Now, the fact that one side of town might not know what the other side is doing is exactly the problem I would like to address. That with the world, and specifically this country, more divided than ever in ways from which we may never recover, I think it's about time the people of Chicagoland should finally learn to not only live with, but actually embrace the fact that we are a two-team town. Yeah. For over a century now, we've all heard the Sox fans and the Cub fans who actively hate the other team, or perhaps even worse in certain ways, the ones who like to pretend the other team doesn't even exist.
Ugh.
And it's really nothing but pure tribalism, like so many sports rivalries. It doesn't have to make sense, and usually doesn't. We know all the cliches about the fans on both sides of town. You know how one group sees the other and vice versa. We also know, we live here, there might be a kernel of truth in some of those cliches, but mostly it's nothing but stereotypes. We also know how each likes to make fun of the other's stadium and about the other team's general lack of success over the years. Semi-recent World Series titles for each team notwithstanding. But you know what? You get Sox fans to speak privately and honestly about Wrigley Field, and they'll admit that its charm and its history and its beauty, and now even all the modernization there, are actually pretty damn cool. By the way, most unique feature of the ballpark? The ivy. You know who planted that back in the 1930s? Bill Veeck, the guy who most is famous for later owning the White Sox.
Hey.
Meanwhile, you bring a Cubs fan down to Guaranteed Rate for a game, and you know what they'll say if they're honest? They can't believe how nice it is in there, despite what some critics have said, that the food is downright excellent, it's less of a pain in the ass to get to than Wrigley, and a great place to spend a summer evening watching a game. Don't believe me? Go up to Milwaukee and watch a Brewer game sometime. Their retractable roof stadium is fine, but it feels so plastic, it's kind of like you're watching baseball in a mall. You're looking for the Auntie Anne's pretzel shop in the Cinnabon. Sorry, Wisconsin people. You all, you know, we like to unite around mocking your stuff. That's just the way it is. Oh, and in terms of North Side and South Side, well, we also know there are tons of South Suburban and South Side Cub fans, and as a guy who was living in Wrigleyville during the 05 White Sox World Series run, you would have been amazed at all the Sox flags, hats, and jerseys that were floating around that neighborhood that year. You could have called it Bridgeport North. Now, if you're debating the teams, well, guess what? Guess how many times the Cubs have won the World Series? Three.
Huh.
Now, guess how many times the Sox have won the World Series? Three.
Hey.
Were both teams supposed to win more than once and they finally broke their long curses in the 21st century? Of course. Has either of them been back there yet? Of course not. The reality is sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. That's sports, but given the size of the market they play in, we both should frankly agree that they both should be better more often. So if you either think that you have bragging rights based on anything that's happened on the field, I suggest maybe you check the record books and check yourself. Now, I understand. Rivalries are part of what makes sports popular, that and gambling, especially here in 2023. But the rivalry among fans of Chicago teams negates what could and should be one of the coolest and most unique aspects of being a Chicagoan. The fact that we're one of only four places that have two big league teams. New York has Yankees Mets. LA has Dodgers Angels, but one of them is in Anaheim, so I guess that's kind of like one of our teams being in Naperville, right? And then there's San Francisco and Oakland, but the A's are on their way to Vegas, so soon we'll be one of only three. Now, for someone who really loves sports and really loves baseball, this should be a paradise. You have the ability to see a big league game almost any day or night during the season, since when one team's out of town, usually the other one's in town. And then there are those rare days when they're both here. You're an L ride or a jaunt on Lakeshore Drive away from seeing both. And let's hope it stays that way. With the Sox looking at trying to get a new stadium built here, there's the underlying idea that their next move could be not to the South Loop necessarily, but instead to the South Side of the country, specifically to Nashville, which has become a major league city that really wants a major league team. I'm not getting into the politics of what government agencies should do to make them stay or not. I do believe, though, we all would lose a major part of our civic identity and what makes us truly special if we were to become a one-team town. So keep that in mind as you celebrate the new season, with a season opener on the south side tomorrow and a home opener on the north side on Monday. And just remember, it's a privilege that we have that most people in America do not.
Hey, let's go!
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Well, Nikki's on vacation because she said, F you guys, I'm out. She gave us both the double bird, and out the door she went. We're like, okay, see you later. And so somebody's got to do Nikki's sound check. So today, please enjoy Swanee's sound check.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Sound check. Sound check. This is Nikki's sound check on the Morning Mix.
Yeah, let that sink in, people.
Beautiful, beautiful.
All right, three sound check stories for you. First and foremost, Roger Daltrey of The Who doing a mini tour.
Hey,
wait a sec.
Oh,
he's coming
more
to Ravinia.
Hey!
June 29th.
Watch out.
Yeah, doing mostly unplugged versions of Who songs. All right, also, brand new. Wait, hang on.
He's got
story one complete.
Gallagher has props in here.
Yeah. Brand new documentary about the Beach Boys will be coming to Disney Plus May 24th. It'll be called The Beach Boys. Huh. Also, in addition, they're going to release their one and only official book called The Beach Boys by
The Beach Boys.
They're good.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Hey, I was like, Brian Wilson? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it.
All right, and finally, on this date in 1986, Van Halen's 5150 tour begins with Sammy Hagar as their new lead singer. They did five shows in Chicago, two at what was called at that time the Rosemont Horizon. And yes, I was there. I still have the concert T-shirt. And I thought, in honor of that,
yeah,
we should play some from 5150. Chris, you got a little something for me?
Let's spin the hits. Why not? On the fresh wheels of steel.
Yeah, Van Halen, why can't this be love?
On the mix.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
We're starting out with a partnership I was never expecting. McDonald's will be selling Krispy Kreme donuts nationwide.
Weird.
So weird. So they're coming together for the ultimate deep fried collaboration and experience. So apparently by the end of the year, you're going to be able to get Krispy Kreme donuts at their nationwide locations at McDonald's.
Do we think they'll ever do that burger thing that happens where they take the Krispy Kreme donuts and make them the buns of the burger?
Oh,
have you seen
disgusting.
That? Yeah, it's a thing.
No,
yeah.
I hope not.
It's a real thing.
I think this is more like out of the
kindness of their hearts. They'll put
no.
Krispy Kreme.
Yes.
No, like the McBakery or whatever they call it. So they're just expanding.
McCafe.
McCafe, that's what it is.
But they don't have donuts at that, right? So
no.
This makes sense.
Yeah.
This
right.
would be the donut edition, but right. With a different brand name.
Exactly. Huh. So okay. weird. Next up, Dolly Parton. She is 78 years young, and she's out constantly, still performing, reinventing herself. She has a remix with Pitbull out
Dollar.
That we did. Yeah, it was the Working 9-to-5 remix. She also might have spilled a little bit of tea about Beyonce asking to either re-record Jolene or sample some of her song in the upcoming album. There is a little joke that's bopping around that you might enjoy.
Hey, Steve. Did I tell you about my friend Joe who went on the Dolly Parton diet? No, what about him? It made Jolene. 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 Jolene.
A little chuckle, no?
Yeah, I like it.
I see lean, yeah. Like L-E-A-N.
Like
Jolene.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Joe's lean now.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jolene.
Okay.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, not much there, but you know.
Right. Clever.
That might be a bad joke, but Kevin Hart knows about good jokes because he has won the Mark Twain Prize for Humor. Some of the biggest names in comedy have been out to support him. There's Chris Rock was there, Jerry Seinfeld, not Springer. R.I.P. And Dave Chappelle, they all joined forces to honor Kevin. This is a very prestigious award, so congratulations to him.
Very cool.
Yeah. Usually they end up putting that on TV or something
eventually,
somewhere.
Right?
Where you can watch it somewhere.
Yeah
they edit it down. Like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing.
Yeah,
same thing.
Yeah.
It's always so awkward because they're almost talking about the people like they've passed, but they're not.
Yeah,
it's
also like, see the reaction.
It's slightly a roast, but not really.
Yeah.
They don't go that far, but a little bit.
So this is, I guess, just a precursor. Hopefully we will be able to see what happened that night a little bit more in detail. That's your flash briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.